In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, my beloved, today we are celebrating the Apostle Andrei, the first called. He's called the first called, the first one that had went even to told his brother, who is Apostle Peter. He told him, "We have found the Messiah." And my beloved, he has truly been, as all the apostles, thinking only about one thing, to bring as many people possible out of their rut of the pagan tree or the Jewish faith, and to bring them to Christianity. He went to all over the world and did preaching, and of course he also went to Russia, and he put on the mountain of Kiev, or on the hill, a cross there, and predicted that there would be a Christian country here, and he went as far as even Novgorod. My beloved, he had shown so much love for the Lord. He couldn't wait when he finally was sentenced to be crucified. He couldn't wait to get to that cross. And when he saw a cross from the distance, he started taking off his clothes and started to go ahead from the soldiers that were going to crucify. He was not crucified with nails, because the judge didn't want him to die quick. He wanted to suffer as much as possible. So he was tied up with ropes on the cross. And of course, the cross wasn't put up straight as the Lord's cross. And he had it put it in an X shape. And my beloved, he was tied up to that cross, and while he was walking, and while people tried to free him, and he was telling them not to do it, not to buck the authority. If they wanted to kill him, let him kill him, because he's only going to go to the Lord, and they should not be afraid of being tortured or being killed. Well, finally, when they did tie him up and put him on the cross, we continued to preach day and night for one day, second day, and third day. And the people, all of them were converted, including the brother of the judge. He was converted, and they all went to the judge and demanded that he would take him off the cross. And the judge saw that everybody was against him, and he went with them and ordered that he would be taken off the cross. But when the saint heard about that, Saint Andrew, he had begged him not to do that, and to leave him be, because he is already seeing the Lord. He wants to be with the Lord. But they still insisted, and they started to go get close to him and try to unravel the ropes, to untie him. And as their hands would reach out to him, they would become totally dried out, and they couldn't do nothing. And several of them tried, and without any success. And then finally, a big, like a lightning, a light came in, and then covered the saint, and not just for a little short while, but he was all engulfed in as if in the light, that nobody could see him anymore. He was in that light, and that light was kept on for a whole half an hour. And at the end, when the light went away, he had given up his soul to the Lord, and he went to the Lord. My beloved, look how the saints looked at this life. Look how they never looked for temporary things and to get themselves as comfortable as and as to live as best they could in luxury. They were looking only for main thing for the kingdom of heaven. They wanted to make it to be with the Lord. And of course, here in this country, in Russia, I'm speaking from it, there was a terrible time when some people had recognized it, that their kingdom is in the heaven, not here, and they have went to concentration camp. They went through all kinds of tortures, and they died and were brought up to the kingdom of heaven and have become saints. But there were other people that, for the sake of their temporary existence here, they have bowed down to the atheistic God-fighting government, and they have made a declaration and tried to force, and it was the hierarchy of church in which they tried to force the other ones to sign the document, and those who did not, that was the excuse that the government needed to take them and torture them and to shoot them or kill them in all kinds of ways, my beloved. But the ones that gave up for the temporary life here and gave up the truth, they become the traitors, and they have fooled many people, but millions have perished from the hand of the atheistic government. They perished, and they are rejoicing in the kingdom of heaven. But those who have kept the official, those who were sanctioned by the government and kept some churches open, they are continued. They continue to keep the people fooled, and they are not repenting truly of their betrayal. My beloved, we have to pray much harder for everybody, that God will finally bring them about, because the people, many of them, are perishing. They know nothing about it, and that they are fooled by these people that have no understanding of what the true spiritual life is, and don't understand that the Lord is looking for us to sacrifice ourselves, this life, for the eternal life. And we have to work on this. We have to work on this. We should not be afraid of any things like today. They say the chips and all kinds of things that the governments all over the world are trying to be able to get control of every human being in the whole world. This is all preparation for the Antichrist. But you should not be afraid to receive those documents that will replace them, and every other document will have just one, where they will have the full history of you and everything in that little chip. And what you have to be afraid, and I, we have to be afraid of sins. So, because through sins we are giving power over us for the filthy demons, and this is what we don't want. Because when they have powers over us, they tie us up with the sins to make it a passion, in such a way that we are tied up, and we can't get rid of those sins, and we just continue to do it over and over, and we never can repent. So this is what we have to be afraid. We have to be afraid of the sins, not even the devils, not of any things what the governments are trying to do by getting control over us. Because God's power and God's grace is much more powerful than anything else. And we have to believe that. And if the Lord feels that we are ready to be tortured for Christ, and that we are ready to die for our Lord, as he died for us, then he will give us the strength to do that. But he doesn't give it to everybody. Most people are not given that great honor to be able to die for the Lord. But the Lord helps everybody to go on the narrow, thorny way through at the end of their life, through sicknesses and troubles and so that we'll be able to humble in our hearts and know that, not to look and cling to this life, but to look for the kingdom of heaven. May St. Andrew, the apostle, that has so much love as all the apostles, of course, had, may he continue to pray for us and help us to finally have the same heart, same feelings in our heart, as to want to really, to if need to be, even to die for our Lord. Amen.